Hi, guys.
What was the difference between the first half and the second half? Besides, you didn't execute the first half.
Yeah. I know it's kind of my standard answer. We didn't do much good in the first half, but the second half was great. We started with a great job there in the third quarter and got the lead. Had some really big momentum plays. The strip sack was big, and then the long drive there to start the fourth quarter was great too. So it was a good team effort. I mean, it wasn't easy. We're still grinding away. We obviously have a long ways to go, but it feels good to be 6-2.
Were there some loud discussions at halftime,
It was pretty normal. I mean, we know what we have to do. We just have to go out there and do it for 60 minutes. And you play a team like Miami, and they got a good team, and they got some good players, and it takes really solid execution. When we do it well, it's okay. And when we don't, we're off the field. So, we just have to do a better job overall, try to play well for 60 minutes, because, ultimately that's what it's going to take.
So I'm talking about the job you're offensive line. You guys were for the half. Everybody kind of comes together, and guys were able to get it done. What did you do more than third of the quarter?
Yeah, Marcus did a great job stepping in and playing that role, and he's done that for, a few years now, playing that swing tackle and, forcing action and Seabass. I'm not sure what it is. Hopefully he's okay, but it's tough losing guys on offensive line, but the guys that were in there stepped in and did a great job.
Tom, Phil seemed pretty excited about the run, the critical run there. You might have some run plays to do that. You can get back to that and just sort of what you saw and then kind of back with your mind.
It was 4th and 5 or 6, something like that, 4th and 4. They were playing zone coverage, and I was looking for Gronk and Danny, and they had those two guys. It was pretty tight, so found a little space, and it doesn't happen often, but it ended up being a good play for us. And, we needed it. It was tough going that direction and into the wind today. So that touchdown was really a critical drive for us. We're 6-2, so, it's we're obviously not doing a great job in a lot of areas on offense, so we're trying to get it right. We're working at it, so we're 6-2, and we're a whole season ahead of us, but we obviously have to do a better job.
You do inevitably have a sense of figuring it out. I mean, at halftime, you come back out, and there is a sense that this team over the last 14 years has figured it out. So when you hear that coming down from the stands, you feel that is what it is. You know what
No, I didn't hear much. Truthfully, I just go out the field, and it's a long game. So, I know sometimes it doesn't go well in the first quarter, the second quarter, or the third quarter, but ultimately you got to wait till it all plays out. And, I wish we were doing a better job for 60 minutes, but we're not. And, we still got to find a way to win. And we're 6-2. We've had two chances in the games we've lost. So, the expectations are high. They're high for us. I'm sure they're high for our fans. My hand's perfect. Absolutely not. I didn't know anyone knows what the back of my right hand looks like, but it looks fine to me, and it feels good. So I'll be out there next week. You don't have to worry about that.
How important is it for you, even if you're pushed through as far as you got all the young kids, to win the game and kind of set the bar, set the standard for them?
And that's what you do. So, it's football. It's a contact sport, and you play as hard as you can, and you count on the guys next to you do the same. So, I feel great. I've had a lot of, for the 8th week of the year, I feel awesome. So, hopefully we go out and execute better. Ultimately, that's what it takes.
Hey, Tom, does this game kind of epitomize what this season has been like for you and for this team? You've had to really fight through a lot of adversity in a lot of different areas. Is this game kind of the
sure.
symbol of that?
Well, yeah, you start slow and you just try to grind it out. So it wasn't the way we wanted to start. There's other times where we've got off to great starts and played poorly in the second half, but it's a 60-minute game, and you try to make adjustments if you can. You try to figure out ways to move the ball, but it's a good defensive football team that we're playing that rushes well, they cover well, they stop the run, they got really good players. So we're 6-2, we're in a decent place in our division. Would we love to be 8-0? Sure. So would every other team in the NFL, but you know, 6-2, we're fighting through it. You know, we got another big one this week, and then, you know, we get a bye week after that. So, got to put everything we can into this week, try to get 7-2.
Tom, part of every comeback is the ability of your defense to get the ball back to you, and they did that for you in the second half. Can you give a couple of thoughts about what you were watching as they were out there?
I mean, the defense shut them out in the second half, so that was as impressive as a performance as you can have. And, you know, we did a few things offensively to help out. Steve made some big kicks on special teams, got a lot of great special teams play, so. It was a team effort. I mean, it's hard to win games in the NFL, so especially against division opponents, and they always play us tough. So it was good to get a win, especially.
Did you feel a momentum shift after they missed that field goal that really ripped off that long run?
I mean, the momentum always kind of goes back and forth as the game goes on, and you know, you love to have those momentum plays. We had the touchdown to Gronk that got called back on the holding penalty. That would have been a big play. But, no, it's up and down, and you just try to stay focused on your execution and stay focused on what you need to do.
Tom, how much did you change offensively for the second half in terms of the way you were attacking?
I mean, not much. Our game plan was pretty well intact. So it's just a matter of us going out and executing a little bit better. You know, we didn't do much in the first quarter. You know, even though we had, you know, the wind, which really helped, we throw an interception on the first drive and then, you know, don't do well on the second drive. And next thing you know, the first quarter's over and then we're trudging through the wind on the second quarter. And then we got it back in the third quarter and made enough plays to get the lead. And, you know, it's just one of those days. It's typical Foxborough and, you know, we fought through it.
Can you explain more just about the wind? I know there's oftentimes different wind patterns, crosswinds, you know, back and forth. I mean, what was it like?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, it's a tough day out there. So it's, you know, weather always seems to play a factor here at one point, but, you know, it works for both teams. And when we had the weather, the good opportunity, we took advantage of there in the third quarter. That's what we needed to do. And, you know, you get better punch, you get better kickoffs. You know, the passes have more zip on them when they're going down the field and vice versa the other direction. So try to take advantage when you can, like we did. And, you know, it was good to scored those points in the third quarter that we needed.
Are you by getting frustrated? You mentioned like 60 minutes, you mentioned it's a long game. Are you by getting frustrated when plays immediately don't kind of just start? Like, you know, I've heard you say every play is a touchdown. Every play should go for a touchdown. Are you just by getting frustrated and saying, okay, well, we'll get it and we'll execute later on down the road?
Well, it's a 60-minute game, so we're 6-2. I mean, I know a lot of people are frustrated and, you know, it'd be 6-2 is not bad. So we'll just try to win next week and get 7-2. That's what we'll try to do.
Your perspective on it offensively, this is the way things be. The idea of grinding it out, like you said, if you feel like maybe there are times ahead where you'll get that 16, you know, performance.
We're trying. I mean, I think we're, you know, like I said, there's a lot of things we could do better. Obviously, with the way, you know, we're not doing a lot of things great, but we'll try to figure out the things we need to do better and see if we can make those improvements. So, thank you.